Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, July 7th edition. Hope everybody had a great Tuesday. It was a fun one. If you liked the stacks we liked on the Tuesday show, you did pretty good. And DeGrom might have been your biggest hiccup because, well, the Mets and MLB's policy on rain delays and DK's policy all stink. So I wrote it out. I gave it a shot. It happens. It's part of the deal. He gives you the most upside to win it all, and that's what you're here to do is win tournaments, not min cash. So DeGrom let us down, but actually he didn't. The Mets did. The weather did. Mother Nature did. So hope you had a good Tuesday, though. Everything else was pretty good, to say the least. Framber and Bassett, there's a reason why I wasn't as strong on them as I was. I figured they were good, but there was concerns. So you had that going for you. Merrill Kelly's doing his thing so far, so good there. Recording a little earlier on Tuesday night for your Wednesday show because there's an early Wednesday slate. Plus, I got two more recordings to do this evening, so we're going to bust this one out for you. There's a five-game early slate, a nine-game main slate, but first, you can find me on Twitter at PDIntric. If you have any other questions, I'll be in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. Check me out there. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I have the premium values article over at rotoballer.com. Become a premium member. Get the rest of the season long and DFS for baseball at a discount. Plus, you get 10% extra off and use promo code Bubba. Also, go check out Prize Picks. Great way to play fantasy sports. It's DFS meets prop bets. It's a really cool format. You should check it out. I drop Prize Picks in the Slack chat on the daily, and so do other guys for other sports. Lots of fun there. And if you sign up for a new account, use promo code Bubba. They're doing a $100 first-time deposit match up to $100. So deposit anywhere from 1 to 100. They will match it up to 100 bucks for your first deposit. Check all that good stuff out there over at Prize Picks and just download the app. It's that simple. All right, we'll do a quick run-through of the five-game early slate, and we'll break down the nine-game slate as always. Five-game early slate, you got a few games to target here. Lance Lynn, $10,000 at the Minnesota Twins. Lynn's been great. It's a small slate where you just need steady pitching. He's got like that 15 to 18 point up floor almost every time out there. Going up against Minnesota, you can definitely use Lance Lynn at 10K. He's a little pricey, but you can go there. If you want to be a little safer, you go to Kyle Gibson at 91 at home against the Tigers. Usually doesn't light the world on fire, but you're getting 15 plus points. You're getting that solid floor. That's what you're looking for. It's a Tigers team we like, a Tigers team that went off on Tuesday night, but you can definitely go to Gibson if you want at 91 if you want to save some cash off of Lance Lynn. Casey Mize at 85, I'm going to pass on. I like Texas in that one quite a bit. But Lynn and Gibson will be your pay-up spots. You got Sonny Gray at 83 coming off the his first start has come off the IL and five strong, one earned, eight Ks. Now gets the Kansas City Royals at home, a Kansas City Royals team that's just been absolutely dreadful, striking out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching over the last month. So Sonny Gray at 83 is a very nice price tag. Just depends on how far he goes. Like I said, he got the strikeouts last time, but only went five innings. But did throw 86 pitches, so you have to imagine he's pretty much stretched out and good to go when we get rolling on Wednesday. So Sonny Gray 83, very nice discounted price tag. You got Drew Smyly, who's actually been throwing it very well of late. He's one of those guys you roll with when he's rolling good. He has four straight starts of 19 or more or 18 or more DK points. That's outstanding, especially at $7,400. It is going up against Pirates team, doesn't strike out a ton. They're striking out 19% of the time versus left-handed pitching, but they do have an 87 WRC plus. You get him at $7,400. You can definitely jump on that train as well. Nothing else that really tickles the fancy. So you got Lynn, Gibson, Gray, Smyly. If you want to get all the bats, you can save money and just play Gray and Smyly. I think they'll both be kind of popular, especially Gray. Smyly maybe not so much. But those four pitchers, Lynn, Gibson, Gray, Smyly, is where you can go on this slate. I don't think a lot will use Lynn. I don't think they want to pay 10K. And so you might get him as lower ownership and see what goes on there. Now, if you're looking at bats on this game, let's go game by game real quick. Yeah, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, Walker versus Henches. I believe it's game one of a doubleheader, so keep that in mind. It's only seven innings. I do like the Cleveland bats versus Michael Wacha. I love picking on Michael Wacha, so you can go with your J Rams if you want a bit pricey, but Amed Rosario is fine. Eddie Rosario is swinging it well. Harold Ramirez is swinging well. Bobby Bradley, good GPP power play. So don't mind the Indians deck. Just know it's seven innings, and that kind of ruins things from time to time. Atlanta at Pittsburgh, I do like Drew Smyly. If you want to go off of Drew Smyly, you can. There's a few options there, but I prefer to take the Atlanta bats as much as they let us down. Going up against Will Crow is just not that good. So you got the Freemans of the world, the Acunas of the world, Albies of the world, all pricey and good and all. But don't forget your Heredias and maybe Adrianza cracks the lineup or something like that. You can get some savings with some Atlanta bats potentially. White Sox, Minnesota. You got Pineda coming off the IL, so you can definitely go back to some White Sox bats. Moncada, Abreu's been swinging a hot stick. Timmy Anderson's got his hit streak going on, so you got those guys. Plus, there's always tons of discounts with Chicago. You got Vaughn, who's swinging it well, even against righties. You got Sheets, who's swinging it really well. Grandal's going to the IL for like 4 to 6 weeks. You got a cheap Zach Collins. Berger might crack the lineup. Lurie Garcia. I love all the value that the White Sox bring against Pineda and the Minnesota bullpen. So that's one way to really exploit the situation. Detroit, Texas. I'm not attacking Kyle Gibson. I get it. I like the Detroit's value that you can get. It's just Gibson doesn't get blown up, so it's tough to stack against him. If you want to go to Detroit, you can on a small slate. I'm not in love with it. I'd rather go Texas against Casey Mize. The thing with Casey Mize is he's been getting better. The strikeouts have slowly been piling up, but he still goes up three-plus runs in most starts. The home runs have been there off and on all season. This Texas lineup's starting to heat up quite a bit. Brock Holt let off on Tuesday. I doubt he does again on Wednesday. You never know, but Adelise is hitting well. John Hicks went deep. He's catching, went deep on Tuesday. Gallo's on fire. Nate Lowe's heating up. David Dahl had a big game on Tuesday. And a lot of these guys are very, very affordable. So Texas is a stack I can definitely get behind. Lastly, Cincinnati at Kansas City. You got Graver, Singer. I want to use Sonny Gray, so I'm not really on the KC bats. But the KC bats will be your leverage play on this stack because I think Sonny Gray will be the most popular pitcher on this slate. So if you want to be contrarian on a five-game slate, you go with you go against Gray with Kansas City, Merrifield, Salvi, O'Hearn, Michael A. Taylor's went deep again on Tuesday. He's been super value and hit a lot of bombs. So you can go that route with Kansas City if you want versus Sonny Gray. That's your contrarian angle on the five-game slate. But I like the Cincinnati bats for Singer. Singer's just been an absolute disaster. So you can definitely go back to Joey Votto. He had another big a freaking triple for that old man on Tuesday night. Castellanos, you got Winker versus a righty, Naquin. Lots to like in this Reds lineup. So like Reds, Texas, White Sox, Braves is where I'm at. I kind of prefer the Reds, White Sox, Texas in that order. And if you're looking at pitching again, you got Lynn, Gibson, Smyly, and Gray to break it down on the five-game slate for you. All right, nine-game main slate. The totals on your nine-game main slate. Jays, Orioles, 10.5. Phillies, Cubs, waiting on the weather. A's, Astros, 9. Cardinals, Giants, 8.5. Yankees, Mariners, 8.5. Nationals, Padres, 8.5. Don't have a total on the Mets game because they have a day-night doubleheader, so that might be getting taken off the slate. Plus, watch the weather in that one because that one looks nasty as well. So I'm assuming Milwaukee and the Mets will be off the slate because there's a day-night doubleheader. And if it is, it's a seven-game game, so we'll have to see how that one takes place. But we'll start things off with the pitchers on this slate for you. You got Zach Wheeler at 10-3 at Chicago. White Sox team has been struggling tremendously, and you got Wheeler with this just massive strikeout upside that he's developed this year, which has been tremendous. He's been putting up 30 plus, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of his last 9 starts have 30 plus points. He has 24 or more points in 8 of his last 9 starts. He goes 6 plus innings in nearly every start. The dude is lights out good at 10-3, and you got a Cubs team that, you know, they woke up against Nola, which we kind of talked about. Nola's been sketchy, especially with the long ball. That's been a big, big concern. But now you get Wheeler, who doesn't have that concern. He's got the strikeout upside. It's a Cubs team that over the last month is striking out 31.3% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 172. They have a 179 ISO. They go deep with a 71 WRC+. So I think Zach Wheeler is an outstanding play at 10-3 on this slate. Watch the weather in that much. It might just be windy. I don't think it'll be there's not supposed to be a ton of rain. You might get some. Actually, Wrigley, I think, has 30 to 40% chances. So keep an eye on that because I'd love to use Zach Wheeler on Wednesday night, weather depending. If not, Luis Garcia, $9,600 at home against the Oakland Athletics. An A's team has been ice cold, and they went off on Framber early in that game. Got Babbitt to death, which has been a time coming for Framber. But we'll look to bounce back with some Luis Garcia, who's been outstanding, 6 or more innings in like 6 of his last 7 starts, 20-plus points in like 5 of his last 7 starts. The upside is there, and it's an Oakland team, like I said, struggling, striking out 21% of the time versus righties, hitting 254. 115 WRC plus ain't bad, but it, you know, if you just did the Kana games alone, it's been depleting rapidly. So Garcia at 96, I like. I prefer Zach Wheeler in a big, big way, but you could go to Luis Garcia or your contrarian pay-up spot. We had Merrill Kelly on Tuesday. Yusei Kikuchi at home against the New York Yankees. Kikuchi, 23 or more points in four straight starts. He has 20 or more points in five of his last six. He has 15 or more points in 10 straight starts. He's been great. He's got six or more innings pitched in eight of his last 10 starts. He's given up three earned runs or less in all 10 of those starts. And he has six or more Ks in eight of those 10 starts. Yusei Kikuchi has been nothing short of outstanding. Now you got a Yankees team that's cold. They have Stanton went deep early against Justice Sheffield. Sheffield's really bad. Kikuchi, not so much. Yankees striking out nearly 23% of the time versus lefties, but they have a 253 average, a 226 ISO, and a 130 WRC plus. So we know the Yankees got some thump versus left-handed pitching. But if you want to be super contrarian, Yusei Kikuchi at $9,300. I will have a decent amount of him in my contrarian builds because he's going to come in probably 5 to 7% old, maybe less. It's a nine-game slate, so he'll probably get some love, but virtually unowned in this slate against the Yankees team with a lot of swing and miss and has been letting out a lot of duds of late. So Yusei could be quite interesting at $9,300. Dropping down cheaper now, you can go to Alex Wood at 85 if you want. Just know it's been a roller coaster with him, but 22 or more in three of his last four starts. That's got things looking up in the right direction. Is a St. Louis team that versus left-handed pitching, striking out 22% of the time, hitting 203, 0.083 ISO, and a 66 WRC plus. So they are atrocious versus left-handed pitching. So Alex Wood at 85 checks the boxes as someone we could definitely use in this cheaper price range. And then it's ugly. No one in the 7K range that I like. 6K range, you could look at Antonio Sensatella, but I kind of like those D-backs bats. Again, they were heating up. They put a three spot up on John Gray in the first. We'll see what they do the rest of the night. Might be going back to some Arizona bats on Wednesday. So really, pitching is atrocious on this slate. Like, really, really bad. As of now, I got nobody for you. I got nobody. You could go Castellanos of Arizona. He's 4K making his debut, but this start debut, he's been out of the bullpen. But he's going to go no more than two innings, maybe throw 40, 45 pitches. That ain't going to cut it at 4K. Matt Harvey's been good his last start. Really don't feel like using him against Toronto at 61. I guess that'd be one of your options. Your other option, well, it depends on the Mets game. It depends if the Mets game plays. But, yeah, there's not much out there right now. So you're looking at Sensatella potentially in that matchup. Otherwise, you're paying up. It's Wood, it's Garcia, it's Kikuchi, it's Wheeler. And you hope it doesn't rain out because Wheeler's one of those games with the rain situations. So you're paying up for pitching on your Wednesday slate. But let's talk about bats. We'll find values just like we did on Tuesday. Catcher's position, you can go to Gary Sanchez if you want, but I am not going to attack Kikuchi in this one. We'll look for some value because that's what we're going to need on this slate. We'll go below 4K here. JTR is down to 3,400. He was 37 on Wednesday. I played him almost everywhere. 20 lineups, I get at least 15 with JTR. Got you double-digit points. The price went down. Give me JTR at $3,400. That is a ridiculous price tag. I know he's slumping. I wrote about him in the free DK picks on Tuesday. Kind of broke down his reason. He's now hit safely in four of his last five. The dude's getting going again. He's been injured off and on this season. So JTR at 34, good price tag. Luis Torrens at 33, facing Domingo Herman, a guy that likes to give up a lot of home runs. So you can go there or Seattle. Seattle could be a nice little sneaky stack. Reese McGuire is 31 versus Harvey. That's a nice value at catcher as well. But that JTR value at 34 is going to be tough to pass. He should be uber chalky on this slate. But Yan Gomes at 25, we will attack Chris Paddock. I have no problem doing that. Jorge Alfaro at 22 is a value. But Pedro Severino, I talked about him on Tuesday's show. He went deep. He's 22 versus another lefty in Ryu. So you can definitely look his direction as well. So you got Severino at 22 with that JTR at 34 looking damn juicy on this slate. First base position, you got Vladito hit number 28 on Tuesday night. Now gets Matt Harvey on Wednesday. So he's obviously a great play in that matchup. You can go Matt Olson if you want to fade Garcia. I don't hate that. But go back to the Phillies. You got Alec Mills on the bump. Rhys Hoskins, $4,900. Had another great game on Tuesday after a big one on Monday. So you can go Reese's Pieces at 49. Don't hate that one at all. Real quick, we got the likes of Yuli Gurriel versus a lefty. If you are fading Sean Manaea, you can look at Gurriel, who loves hitting his lefties. Some cheaper options, though, going down to the bottom 4Ks and above. Josh Bell has been raking a lot of different tweets over the last couple of days looking at what he's been doing. But he's $4,300 for his Paddock. If you want to attack Chris Paddock, Washington with Josh Bell at 43 is a nice angle to start with at some nice value. You got Garrett Cooper's at 35, still a great value with his upside in that matchup. Lamont Wade Jr. at 34 as well as a decent value. But Christian Walker, again, Arizona's cheap. He's $3,100 for Sensatella. definitely somewhere we can go if you want to make some savings. Arizona could be your spot yet again on this slate. Second base position, you know, Muncy's not a bad play at all against Hess and company, but I'm just going to kind of avoid that game for now. Jake Cronenworth at 47 is outstanding versus Patrick Corbin. He was supposed to pitch on Tuesday, got moved to Wednesday. Same book. We're just going to attack Corbin with the San Diego Padres. Eduardo Escobar at 44 is in play with Sensatelli. He had an RBI double early on against John Gray, so he's in play for you. You can go to Brendan Rodgers if you want 43, because the Arizona team, one of the worst bullpens in baseball, and they're going to have a bullpen game. As bad as the Road Rockies are, and they are atrocious, it's hard to not want some of these guys against Castellanos. So Rodgers at 43, it checks the box. If it was a nine-inning game, I'd be all over Jace Peterson at 41 versus Stock. He's still in play, but the seven-inning game is going to really hamper things quite a bit. Below 4K now, you could go to Gene Segura at 34. He had another nice game. Like, the Phillies went off just as we expected. So Segura, and their prices all went down versus Alec Mills now. So Segura at 34, great play. Just go back to the Phillies again on Wednesday night. Ramon Urias, we talked about him before. He had a double-digit game. He's 26. He was 29 on Tuesday. He's down to 26 on Wednesday. Second base shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles. He's a very, very nice value. He'll probably be in the values article once again over at rotoballer.com premium package on Wednesday. Third base position, you got Matt Chapman, sure, but we'll save some cash. Manny Machado at 53. Happy belated birthday, Mr. Machado. But 5,300 bucks for Machado against Patrick Corbin is outstanding. Ryan McMahon's not bad at 46 either if you want to attack Castellanos, as we talked about. Eduardo Escobar at 44. Wilmer Flores only 42 versus Oviedo. Oviedo pitches a lot to contact, So maybe it's what the Giants need to wake up. So that could be a nice spot for Flores at 42. Kyle Seager, I mentioned Herman, lots of fly balls, lots of home runs. Seager at 4K could be a nice little cheaper play. Kevin Biggio is only 39 versus Matt Harvey. That's outstanding if you're stacking up Toronto. Like I've talked about, you can differentiate the chalky stack. Like I had a bunch of Phillies, and then but I still had, like, you could have had Jankowski for like 4% owned, or you could have had Alec Baum was only 8%. Like, there's ways to do it. The Orioles were all cheap. Like, there's ways to do stacks and make it. Because I could play the Orioles with all the chalk I wanted. It was fine. But Alec Baum, that's why I brought it up, is $3,300, another great value if you're stacking the Phillies versus Mills. So definitely somewhere to go there. Other than that, Starlin Castro, maybe. Not a lot of value down here at third base. Shortstop position, you got Tatis, always a great play, especially against a guy like Corbin at 59, Bichette at 55, outstanding. Trevor Story, not too bad at 54 against Castellanos. Kelly Beecroft's up to 52 now. That's wild. Javi Baez is homered in back-to-back games. Still not wanting to attack Wheeler, but it's intriguing in a tournament, to say the least. Didi Gregorius, though, again, Philly's cheap. Phillies are really cheap. Gregorius only 3,300 bucks. That is insane. Josh Rojas, outfield shortstop eligible, had a nice Tuesday night. He's 3,300 for Sensatella. A couple more to go through here, as you do have some value at shortstop for once. Ramon Urias, talked about him, 2,600. That Didi price, the Urias price are very, very nice on, and Josh Rojas as well at the shortstop position for some value. Outfield, you got Judge at 55. That's not bad at all. Betts is in play. You got Yaz. Marte had a decent night on Tuesday, even stole a bag. But guys like George Springer at 48 versus Harvey's outstanding. Stanton, if you want to fake Kikuchi, he's your guy. Went deep on Tuesday. Jordan Alvarez double donged on Tuesday. He's 47 versus Manaea, but you know, you go all those prices. Bryce Harper was 5K on Tuesday. He's 46 on Wednesday. I'll go right back to Bryce Harper versus Mills. Again, Phillies are cheap, but watch the weather. That's the one weather concern, is that Philly Cubs game. So keep that in mind as well. But Harper at only 46, pretty, pretty nice. You got Teoscar at 46 versus Harvey. Toronto should probably be the chalky stack of the night, and for very good reasons. Harvey pitched great his last time out. I don't see it happening twice in a row. So keep that one on the radar as always. Mitch Haniger, if you're stacking Seattle, is only 43. That's not too bad. Ramel Tapia, again, if you want Colorado, he's 4,200 bucks. I hate playing Road Rockies, but I think I'm going to have to against Castellanos and the bullpen. We'll have to watch the beat reporters and see what the final verdict is on the pitching situation, but that could be really juicy. Tommy Pham took a day off on Tuesday. He's 42 versus Corbin. It's a great price tag versus Corbin. Trent Grisham at 41 is great as well. So both really good values for the Padres versus Patrick Corbin. Below the 4K range, you got Michael Brantley at 39. That's fine. Grichik at 38. He went deep on Tuesday. He's a nice play. A lot of these guys are cheaper. This is crazy. Jake Fraley is only 37 if you're stacking Seattle. Cooper, again, 35. Talked about him earlier. But Cedric Mullins had another monster game. Went deep on Tuesday. He's 3,500 bucks. I will play him against Ryu. Yeah, Will Myers versus a lefty at 35. You got Duggar at 35. I like it on that order. Mullins, Myers, Duggar. All very nice values, though. All very, very nice values. Josh Rojas at 33. They got Hutchins down to 32. He hit cleanup on Tuesday, hit a grand slam. That's a ridiculous price point. So you can have some fun with that one for sure. couple other ones to target as we go down cheaper in this range. You got Estrada for the Giants is 3K, depending if he's hitting towards the top of the order. That's intriguing. Austin Hayes is only 28, hit second for the Orioles, had a nice night. Pavin Smith and David Peralta are both 2,800 versus Sensatella, both great values in that matchup. Alex Dickerson's only 28, probably hitting cleanup for the Giants, is a nice value as well. Josh Reddick's only 26. If he cracks the Arizona lineup, he brings some value to you. Santander went deep for you on Tuesday. He's 2,400. I think he hit fifth for the Orioles, so that's not a bad number five hitter at $2,400. Ryu's been beat up lately. Could he throw a gem? Sure, because he has Hyunjin Ryu, but he's been struggling a lot lately, so keep him in mind as well. And then just check lineups. There'll be more value that pops up, guys I might have missed just scrolling through here, but lots and lots of value to like as well. Recapping your pitching real quick, you got Zach Wheeler, who's a great play. Just make sure the game plays. That simple. He's a phenomenal play at 10-3. We like that one quite a bit. Luis Garcia is not bad. Love Yusei Kikuchi at 93. It's risky, but I like him quite a bit. Alex Wood versus St. Louis, 85 is outstanding, as they've been horrific versus left-handed hitting. And there's not much right now until we see lines like, you can make a Sensatella. Do you want to go Harvey? Not much down here that's worth the price of admission right now. So we're going to have to wait and see how things shake out for the pitching, for the value. Otherwise, we've got plenty of value bats we found, plenty of value bats. Recapping the stacks that I like Baltimore's contrarian against Ryu. They will be low owned yet again. Everyone's going to be on Toronto, and it's a great play. Like, you can game stack that one if you want. Use Baltimore, like in a 5-3, go Baltimore 5, Toronto 3 or 4-3 or something, and be different. And Baltimore will offset your chalk. You can do that for sure. Love Philadelphia once again versus Alec Mills. Just make sure that game is played. They're all cheaper. It's ridiculous. Colorado, Arizona. I like both sets in this one. I like Arizona a little more, but the Road Rockies are in a great, great spot. If the Giants are ever going to wake up, Oviedo might be the guy. So keep that in mind. And then the San Diego late night hammer. San Diego is one of my favorite stacks. I wanted to play Patrick Corbin on Tuesday against Patrick Corbin on Tuesday. He got moved to Wednesday. We're all back on that train once again. But that'll do it, folks. Wednesday slate in the books. You got 5 games early, 9 games late. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick. Join us in the free Fantasy Degen Slack chat. Get all your info right there. If my written content at rotoballer.com, premium package. Got a discount for the rest of the baseball season. Get you season-long and DFS. Use promo code Bubba for 10% off there. Bench with Bubba podcast, Tuesday night, recorded Bubba on the bat flips. We have that one dropping for you. I'll have another episode on Thursday. Give a rate and review to that podcast. Give a rate review to MLB DFS Quick Hits. If you like golf, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast dropped with myself and Jesse doing the John Deere Classic. And also go check out Prize Picks. Awesome stuff. Use promo code Bubba when you create your account, when you sign up for Prize Picks, and when you make your first deposit, they'll do a first deposit match up to $100. So go check that out. Use promo code Bubba to do all that fun stuff. But that'll do it, folks. That'll do it for your Wednesday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, July 7th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.